Shalom, everybody! What a zechus it is to begin Sefer Bereishis. May we all be zoche, mirtz Hashem, to begin the Torah and to learn the Torah and to learn all the way to the end of Sefer Devarim and to start again in mirtz Hashem. Of course, in our parsha, we hear about the creation of the world, and at the centerpiece of that creation, we hear about the creation of humans. The Torah tells us in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Chavav, Vayomer Elokim, Na'ase Adam B'tzalmenu, Hashem said, let us make man in our image, etc. And so many Mefarshim have asked the obvious question, why would Hashem use the expression Na'ase Adam, let us make man? Hashem is the one and only master of the universe. He made man completely by himself. So why would Hashem say, Na'ase Adam, let us make man? Again, many Mefarshim have asked this question over the ages. I saw a beautiful explanation by Rav Baruch Simon Shlita in his Sefer on the Chumash Imre Baruch on Parshas Bereishis Ma'amar Gimel. Rav Simon begins by quoting the Sefer Ha'ikarim written by Rav Yosef Albo, who died in 1444. This is found in Sefer Ha'ikarim Ma'amar Shlishi Perek Beis. Rav Albo says that when something is created, there are two ways or two levels that that created object can reach perfection. One level is what Rav Albo calls Shlemut Rishon. In other words, first level of completion. It's also called Shlemut HaMetziut, the level of completion of existence. A cow, for example, becomes a cow as soon as it's created. In other words, a cow reaches the level of Shlemut Rishon, or Shlemut HaMetziut, as soon as it comes into existence. A cow is a cow, as soon as it is created. That seems rather straightforward, and it is the reality for most created things. However, in certain cases, a created object can reach another level before it is fully complete. This second level, Rav Albo calls Shlemut Acharon, a final level of completion. He also calls it Shlemut HaTachlit, the level reached when the object has served its Tachlit, its purpose. Rav Albo gives the example of a chair, a kisei. A chair certainly becomes a chair when it's first made. But a chair is not just meant to be a chair. A chair is meant for sitting on. So a chair does not reach its ultimate purpose. It does not reach its Shlemut Acharon. It does not reach its Shlemut HaTachlit until it serves its ultimate purpose, until its ultimate purpose is actualized, until someone sits on the chair. Rav Albo says that humans are the kind of creation that falls into this second category. Yes, a man becomes a man, and a woman becomes a woman when they are created. That's Shlemut Rishon. But the ultimate purpose of a man or a woman is not just to be. It's not just to be created. They have a Shlemut Acharon. Their higher level of ultimate creation comes after much, much later, much hard work, much introspection. It occurs when their potential is actualized in the service of Hashem. As a matter of fact, Rav Albo says that that's the reason why when animals were created in Perek Aleph Pasuk Chavhei, in the Pasuk right before the creation of humans, the Torah says about the creation of animals, Vayar Elokim ki tov, Hashem saw that it was good. They were good. Animals were good because their creation was complete. There was nothing more for animals to be. No more levels for them to attain. It's good. It's done. However, when humans were created, the Torah does not say Vayar Elokim ki tov. Their creation was not complete just by being. There was more for them to attain. You cannot say something is completely good and complete until its purpose is fully actualized. An example might be an automobile. You can build a very nice car, but you won't say that that car is good. You won't say that that car is complete until it drives. It's worthless if it doesn't drive. It doesn't do anything if it doesn't drive. And that Rav Albo says is exactly our what he makes the point when it comes to humans. Humans can achieve shleimut acharon, this higher level of ultimate creation, when they realize and they actualize their potential with long, hard work in the service of Hashem. And with that idea, with the idea of Rav Albo, Rav Baruch Simon quotes Rav Moshe Teitelbaum, who died in 1841. He's the author of the Sefer in the Torah, Yismach Moshe, and he quotes him to explain why Hashem says, Na'ase Adam, let us make man. Of course, Hashem creates man on his own, but all Hashem did, so to speak, all Hashem did was create a human. But who is going to take that human to the higher level of creation? That's not Hashem alone. That requires our work. That requires our input. We are partners with Hashem in this ultimate creation. Hashem told us to do it with Him. Yes, we, in plural, create us together. Literally, from the absolute beginning of humans on this earth, we are given the powerful message, Na'ase Adam. We have a role to actualize our potential and complete Hashem's creation.